Hey, thank you so much for your support for the Hit Zero podcast. Truly could not have done it without Anchor. Anchor has an incredible platform where you can record, edit, and distribute your podcast all from your phone. You guys would be surprised how many episodes I have done from start to finish and distributed it from my phone. It's really, really, really incredible. Now, what you have to do is you can either go to anchor.fm. That's their website. You can go there, you can get started, or you can download the Anchor app. It's available in all of the app stores that you can get for your phone, and you can start right away. And believe it or not, you can actually make money from your podcast, and you don't even have to have a certain amount of listeners. Just by having one listener, you can start to make money from your podcast. So if you're interested in making a podcast, check out anchor.fm or check out the app store, download Anchor, and I cannot wait to hear your first episode. Some great questions submitted this week, but on this episode, we talked to you guys about how to improve toss to skill stunts for partner stunting. We also cover how to improve our walk-ins. We talk about how to properly warm up the shoulders before practice. And one of the most important questions I think we've discussed yet, how do we grow cheerleading in countries where it's not very popular?
Welcome to the Cheer Experience Beyond the Mat with Dr. Travis Owens. Join us as we take an in-depth look at how to build better cheer athletes. For information on today's topic and more, check out thecheerdoc.com. Ready? 5, 6, 7, 8.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back. Man, I tell you, I was really, really impressed with the questions that were submitted through Instagram this past week. I mean, they were all absolutely amazing. And it was really challenging to pick the couple of questions that we wanted to cover in this episode. And I truly do want to get to the ones that we don't cover today because, I mean, honestly, they were just really good. but a couple things I do want to touch on today. One, we had two different questions about stunts that I think we can wrap up into one that'll help both. And the two skills were, how do I improve my walk-in stunts? And then the second was, I can hit toss extension, but I can't, or I'm having trouble hitting toss to skill. So like a toss lib, toss stretch, etc. So first of all, when it comes to the walk-in stunt, remember that the closer your hands are to your body, the easier the stunt is going to be to get up. And the reason is, when you keep the stunt close, you have to use your legs to create force more than your arms if you hold them out in front. So think about this. If you're holding a bowling ball and you have it in your hands right next to your chest, it doesn't feel like it's that heavy. But if you let your arms drift out in front of you and you feel the weight of that ball, the ball doesn't get heavier, but it feels heavier, right? So the closer that you have your hands in the walk-in to your body or to your chest or your, you know, your lower part of your rib cage, the more power you're going to be able to generate with your legs. The second thing is, when you do walk-in stunts, so what I see a lot of people do, especially you guys that are new to stunting, is they're so focused on just getting to hands. They're thinking lift and then quickly grab the feet and go to the hands position. And that rushed approach is not ideal for that stunt. Everything we do when partner stunting should be taken, you know, at least an attempt to the top and then settle wherever we go after that. Same thing with a walk-in. If you're doing a walk-in, you should think walk-in extension, drive the stunt up overhead, then let it settle back down at the hands position. If you're thinking hands right off the bat, you're not going to go high and you're going to be rushed. But if your mindset is, I've got to get this thing high enough that it kind of floats over me, that's going to make you generate more power that you may have but didn't even know. So always think, take the stunts up overhead. And the other thing with our girls, so, you know, it's not all on our guys. So we have to make sure that our girls are standing up aggressively, that they're pushing off the shoulders of our guy, and that as they're standing, they're aggressive on the drive up and they're staying tight. Okay, the hardest part about doing a walk-in is if our top girl, our flyer, doesn't keep her leg locked out, she becomes basically a limp noodle, and it's hard to control where she's going if she's not tight. So make sure that your top girl or your flyer is standing up aggressively, staying tight, and creating a lot of power off the bottom. Now, the other question was, we had an athlete that says his toss extensions are easy and he's doing very well with those, but toss to skills he's having trouble with. So first of all, if it's, you know, depending on what the skill is, you know, we can cover two-handed and one-handed skills. If you're having trouble simply with, let's just say, a toss cupie or a toss awesome, that a lot of times is a strength and stability issue. So you may be spotting the feet and you may be making contact, but we may just simply not be strong enough to grab with one hand and lock all the way through or lock out to the top. So if that's a, you know, if that's the case, doing some of the exercises that we've posted on Instagram and on YouTube, some of the single arm strengthening things like a single arm dumbbell snatch, you know, even just recently, this past week, we posted a video of a push press using a barbell. You can use a dumbbell to do the same thing. And honestly, just grabbing a heavy dumbbell or heavy weight and just getting it over your head and holding it as long as you possibly can. It's a great way to build single arm strength. If it's two-handed skills, like a toss lib or a toss stretch, we have to ask, okay, is it our guy that's struggling? Is it our girl that's having a problem? Or is it both, right? So if it's our guy, let's just say it's our guy for now, a lot of that may be if you're making sure you're not rushing the stunt. So again, don't think just lib, right? You have to toss it all the way to the top, make contact above your head, press and lock out at the top, and then allow your flyer to pull or skill. The other thing is make sure your grip is correct. You know, make sure that you're overlapping your hands one over another, you know, side by side, so you can catch as much foot and get as much real estate on the feet as possible, and then really make sure that you're squeezing, giving your top girl a good steady base or strong base. If it's a matter of just getting to where you are able to hit the skill at the top, if you're not already, I would recommend, you know, toss almost like the girl was doing a cupie. So she'd go up to the top with feet together, catch both feet, kind of bobble your hands and pop them over to the foot, and then pull the skill from there. And that'll get you used to being able to spot the feet a little bit better. You know, you have a better chance of making contact. And then as you get more comfortable, you know, you can start going to the toss straight up to the one-footed stunts. So if you're struggling with skills, make sure that, you know, an easy way to go back and kind of, you know, it sounds like a step back, but it's really not, is go back to your hands, press up to those skills. Work on the transition from two hands and 2 feet to two hands, 1 foot. You know, two hands, 1 foot, two hands, 1 foot. And work on that transition, and that will help you when you get to the top of knowing, okay, that muscle memory, I know where my hands need to go at the top because I've repetitively done it over and over again from the hands position. So again, make sure your toss is high, make sure that you're catching high, pressing through, and make sure your grip is proper and you're getting a lot of real estate on the bottom of the foot so that your flyer feels comfortable. And then again, for our top girls, make sure you're staying tight, you know, and keeping your feet, as you know, pulled up as high as you know, your toes neutral. We don't want to be standing and toeing in our stunts. We don't want to be on our heels, but we don't want to be toeing out of the stunts. Make sure you're squeezing your butt, you're staying tight, and give your flyer something steady to hold on to. Let's see. Our next question was shoulder strengthening pre-practice. And this came from GCU cheer team. So, you know, I'm not a fan of strengthening or strength, like using workout prior to practice. And I've had people ask before, you know, there's coaches that say, you know, you should work out and kind of fatigue and then go to practice and that'll build your conditioning. And I disagree with that. I don't think that's a good philosophy. I don't think that's a good approach. A lot of the things we do in cheer are skill and acuity and precision based. And when we look at the way the muscles work and the energy systems in the body, a lot of those things, we need energy to be precise. And when you fatigue a muscle group out and then try to build precision and acuity with it, that to me sounds like a recipe for disaster. So as far as like strengthening or doing like working out before a practice, I think that's setting somebody up for an injury because they're fatigued and they have less control. But to answer this question, I think in the way that they, hopefully the way they meant was, I would say doing proper shoulder warm-ups and like prehab type activities before is a fantastic idea. You know, we want to get all the muscles around the shoulder warm before we start using them through tumbling and stunting. There are a ton of muscles that attach to the shoulder. You know, your bicep, your pec, all your rotator cuff muscles, all four of them. You've got, you know, your triceps on the backside. You've got your trap over the top. I mean, there are tons of muscles here. And if we don't properly warm them up, then it can lead to injury. So the way that I would recommend going through a shoulder kind of strengthening or shoulder, you know, strengthening slash prehab warm up before practice would be, as a team, invest in a long roll or a big box of TheraBand. It's a brand that you can get online, and you can get in a big roll, and you can cut, you know, a 3 to 4 foot strip for every member of the team. And then from there, you know, come up with a routine that you guys can do in a few minutes where you're going through all of the ranges of motion of the shoulder. So let's say you cut, you know, a 4 foot band, you stood in the middle of it, you hold both ends. You know, you could say, let's raise 10 times out to the side, and you'd raise 10 times out to the side, nice and controlled, 10 times to the front, bring the hand straight out in front, 10 presses overhead. So we're doing almost like a shoulder press or a military press. And then, you know, you take your band and you partner up, you grab one end, the other person grabs the other, and you go through, you know, some internal and external rotation. So you're holding one end, you tuck your elbow into your rib cage, and you bend your arm. So your arm's at a 90 degree angle, kind of like you're holding, you know, like you're holding a tray out in front of you. And then from here, you just drive your hand towards your body and away from your body, towards your body, away from your body. So you have your internal and external rotation. But it doesn't have to be super challenging. It doesn't have to be super convoluted. It can be something as simple as just getting some bands and just literally going through all the ranges of motion of the shoulder that you can, and making it safe, controlled, and make sure that prior to starting practice, everyone should feel some heat build in the shoulders. They should feel those muscles, like, man, it's almost like it gets kind of, you know, as we joke, it gets kind of spicy, right? So we want to feel some heat in the shoulder. So doing something like some TheraBand is a really great way to do that. And actually, because of this question, I will create a video for you guys that would show a good warm-up that can be done in like 3 to 4 minutes and really get all aspects of the shoulder warm prior to our stunting and tumbling. So great question there. And then lastly, probably the most important question I think that we've discussed yet, and I hope that this is an ongoing discussion because, I mean, as the sport grows, this topic needs to continue to be discussed, and that's, how do we grow cheerleading in countries that it's not very popular? You know, and that's a huge question. And the reason it's such a big question is because part of our Olympic status is riding on other countries having Paralympic teams. So the thing I want to talk to you guys about, and honestly, I feel like this, you know, this could be a super challenging question to answer, and it can also be a very easy question to answer. I don't think that there's one right or wrong way to build cheer in other countries. I think there's an easier way to build cheer in other countries. And it's not the most exciting answer. So I hope this, you know, doesn't underwhelm you too much. But the truth is, you know, cheerleading speaks for itself. Competitions speak for itself. You can, you know, the old saying, you know, a picture is worth 1,000 words, right? You can talk all day, but when you see it, that's when it makes the most sense. And so honestly, you know, a lot of times, you know, especially with our, and we talked about this before, a lot of our guys, like our guys that come to cheer later in life or later in their sports career, you know, they saw somebody doing stuff and wanted to do it too, right? You put a tiny girl in front of a big, strong guy, and you're like, all right, throw her up in the air. And that's cool. I mean, it's exciting, it's visual, it's fun to watch, and it's fun to do. And for most people, we need that shock, that wow, to build up the following. And so my biggest recommendation, you know, and again, you could go for, you know, we could talk for days about, you know, how do we market and how do we, you know, write up a plan of, you know, we're going to spend this much in advertising, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And the truth of the matter is, like, all that's important, but people don't even know what you're marketing because they don't know the sport. So it's like trying to sell somebody something and they've never heard of the product, they don't know what it is, and you're trying to market that to them. they need to see it. They need to realize it's something that they either need or want to do. So I would say for countries that were trying to grow cheer, just literally getting whoever wants to do it, even if it's a small group, it can be two people, and just go out into the public and do stuff. Go to a park where there's a lot of people and stunt. Throw some basket tosses, tumble, you know, stretch, work on jumps. Get into the public's eye and let them see you doing the activities. And people are going to ask questions, right? We're a curious species. We see things, we want to know about it. So the easiest way is literally just get out in the public's eye. Let people see you doing cheer. Let that speak for itself. Let those visual things like a beautiful basket toss, you know, or if you're a partner stunt, like doing a cupie in public or an awesome is one of the funniest things to watch people watch you. You know, we used to travel for games when I was cheering at UF, and we would, and there was a picture, it's one of my favorite pictures I think I've ever had taken of me when I was cheering. And it was, our team was in Orlando for a game, and we all went to Disney, and we're all in, you know, just our regular clothes. And as a team, we threw up some cupies in front of the castle, in front of Cinderella's castle. And had a picture taken. And if you look at the crowd around us, I mean, it's Disney. It's the middle of the day at Disney World. And there are, I mean, there's dozens of people that are all just enamored at, you know, 8 or 10 guys, however many guys we had at the time, holding cupies or awesomes right in front of the prince, right in front of the castle. And if you think, like, if you look, you could have stopped right then and talked to every one of those people, and they would have wanted to know what's going on, right? And that can happen anywhere. So if you create something in the public's eye that's visual, that people are looking at you, that's how you build your following. And then from there, you can answer the questions of like, do you want to try this? Like, come try this. We'll teach you how to do it. And then get them hooked with just doing the activities. And then from there, it's an easy sell. Hey, do you want to do this more? Or do you want to learn more? Sure, you're going to get your nose, but a lot of people are going to be interested. Like, yeah, heck yeah. And that's how any trend takes off, is people have to see it. They have to want to do it. And then once they do and they get a taste of it, they're going to be hooked. So that would be my suggestion. Just get out in the public and just do stuff, and then talk to people. Talk to the people that seem interested. And then from there, try to get them to want to do it as well. Thank you guys so much for joining us on this episode. If you haven't already, leave us a review, leave us a comment. Let us know how we can continue to improve the show for you guys. And honestly, even, you know, I don't like asking for, you know, high reviews. I just want honest feedback. And that to me is the most valuable thing, because again, I do this for you guys, and I love to do it. So if you leave comments, leave reviews on your podcast app that you use, whether it's through Anchor, through iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, leave us a rating, leave us a review. That helps us to continue to be a little bit easier to find in some of these platforms, and helps us to continue to grow so we can help more cheer athletes. And we truly appreciate that. So thank you guys for joining us, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Thank you for joining us. Be sure to check out thecheerdoc.com for more content. Also, if you found the material today valuable, please subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. It's very much appreciated. Thanks for listening, and have an incredible day.